In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord is preparing his apostles for the time in which he will ascend into heaven. And he speaks of this little while. And this little while perplexes us very much also. Not the little while that is spoken of in today's gospel, because we already know what is going to happen. We know that our Lord is going to ascend into heaven and that the apostles will be gathered together on Pentecost Sunday and receive the Holy Ghost. So that little while doesn't seem so difficult to us. But in our daily lives, we tend to become very impatient. We find it hard to wait a little while. And we have become very childish, not childlike, but childish. For the little child is basically self-centered and he wants what he wants now. Isn't that right, Beatrice? We all want what we want and we want it right now. We don't want to wait. When we want a piece of candy and our mother makes us wait until after dinner, it seems like forever. We don't want it after dinner, we want it now. And the tragic thing is that very few people ever outgrow this. We spend our lives praying to God, give me this, give me it now. I want it, I can't wait. And we very seldom stop to reflect at how short our life is. How much time of our very short life is being wasted trying to rush things. We pray to God, I want this, I want this, and we persevere for a little while, but if we don't get it right away, we'll forget it. God is taking too long. He's too slow. And when we begin to study a little bit of philosophy and we learn some of the different aspects of God and of time, with God there is no time. It's hard for us to imagine, to comprehend. God always was. He always will be. God lives in a perfect presence. There's no past, there's no future. Everything is now. It is only with us that we experience this time. When we consider what God perceives, every one of our sins that we've ever committed is before God's eyes just as at that very moment that we committed that sin. It is eternally present to Him. And we should be very grateful that He is as patient as He is. I know myself it would be torture for me to have someone constantly insulting me and have that before me forever. But there is a positive side. Our virtues are likewise before God forever. The good things that we have done, He beholds them just as if they were being done immediately. We must come to that point when we realize that when God says a little while, it is truly a little while. The longer we live, the shorter this life begins to seem. And if you have any doubt, just ask an older person. And they will say, yes, my life was very short. And the older they get, the shorter their life has seemed. The longer they live, the more they approach that eternal destiny. They become more like God because they've seen more of this life. But it is still just a very small portion. It is still just a little while. Our Lord tells us to persevere in prayer, to pray without ceasing. And to so many of us, it seems like quite a drag. How boring. And it is quite a drag if we do not love God. It seems eternal when our hearts are not in it. But once we begin to enter into the spirit of the prayer, once we begin to love, we find that there is not enough time for us to pray. We want to spend all our time in prayer. We cannot wait to return to prayer. And I can give you many examples. As a novice, when I first entered the Franciscan order, twice a day we had meditation. There was a brief reading, and then we knelt in the chapel. The lights were turned out for 30 minutes in silence, there to meditate, to contemplate whatever it was we heard that was just read to us and begin to apply it to our own lives. And for quite a long time, it seems that that half hour was an eternity. It lasted forever. But then there were times when the reading was so impressive that I couldn't believe the half hour was over already when the superior would knock, indicating it's time to get up and go to our next activity. You say, but I'm not finished yet. I want to stay longer. But yet, duty calls. And this little while, I think of it now and it almost seems ridiculous. 30 minutes to be silent. How could I find that to be so boring, so burdensome, so difficult? Was because I have not yet entered into the Spirit. I have yet not contemplated the love of God and what this meditation is supposed to be or how to make it. And I find that it is almost impossible to describe these things to people unless they've experienced it. I cannot tell you what it means to love God unless you have begun to love God. And if you'll notice, people can speak of all the wonderful things that they love and they enjoy and their enthusiasm for it. But if you're not interested in that, it's quite boring. I have had that experience many times. Sitting in the airport and someone comes and tells me all about the game with such enthusiasm, and I say, who was playing? What sport is this? What are you talking about? And they look at me like I'm strange. This is the most boring conversation I could ever have because my heart is not in it. This is what you love. This is your passion, and you could spend your whole day talking about it. I can see that. But for me, it is monotonous, and it seems like forever. Will this person ever shut up? Will they ever stop? Of course, our human respect or civil politeness requires us not to say this out loud. But I think generally they get the idea by my countenance and the responses that I have, because they can see I don't have any idea of what they're talking about. But for those who have read something spiritual and are excited to talk about that, then I can relate. Then I can point out other saints, the lives and experience of others. I can point out scriptural text that all relate and come together. And the time will fly by for me. But yet it drags on for those who do not love Christ. A sermon seems so short when there's something in it for us. But it is so long when our minds are distracted and wandering all over the place. You think, will he ever shut up? Will he ever stop? And this is our entire life. Either it's long, because it's doing something we don't want to do, something we're not interested, something that we do not love, or it seems very short, because we do love, because we are interested. And as we look back upon our lives, everything looks short. It was not that long. It was not long ago when I was just a little child. It seems like yesterday, but yet it's been many years ago. And Christ is preparing his apostles to experience this. These apostles loved our Lord very much. Even more so after his resurrection. And now he's telling them he's going to leave them. But he knows that it's going to seem like forever when he's gone. So in preparing them, he's telling them it's just going to be a little while. It's not always going to be this way. In a little while, it's all going to be different. He says, don't panic. Don't despair. Hold on just a little while and you will see that this separation, this sadness will be turned into joy. It's necessary that I leave you. For if I don't leave you, I cannot send you the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is what you need. And he repeats this same message to us today. Whenever there is something difficult, something bitter in our lives, he says, be patient. Put up with it for just a little while. I've mentioned so many times that every difficulty, every obstacle in our life, every negative thing, every evil that happens to us, God has permitted it, or he has directly willed it for us, for our own good, for our salvation. But no matter what the evil is, no matter how bad it may appear, God can make good come from it. And what is most important for us is that we never lose hope or confidence in God. That we never turn away in these moments of darkness or trials or tribulations. But that we persevere, even though it may seem like forever. That we persevere because it is truly only a little while. Even if we were to suffer our entire lives, which I'm sure God has not imposed upon any of us. But if our lives were to be one constant burden, one constant suffering, it would still be worth it. We would still look back at the end of our lives and say, it was only a little while. For when we consider the miseries, the pain and the suffering in this life, it's nothing compared to eternity. And we're never really going to grasp it completely until we are in eternity, till we experience firsthand what forever really means. To be in hell forever, to suffer forever, that is the worst possible thing there can be. This led so many of the saints, Saint Augustine in particular, to pray to God, Lord, while I'm here, burn me, torture me, make me suffer, but spare me in eternity. I would rather suffer in this little while than suffer forever. But because, as I mentioned before, we are all so childish, we are all looking for constant joy now. We want a joy right now, in this little while. We want to experience happiness. And we're willing to exchange for this little while of happiness and gain an eternity of misery. Because we have not yet matured to the point where we can see the danger, where we can appreciate what eternity means, where we can be patient and realize that it is truly a little while in which we suffer. This burden, this difficulty is only of short duration. And if we look at it in that method, that way, we'll find that we can really accomplish anything, we can bear anything, if we just take it a little bit at a time. A little piece here, a little piece there. One day at a time. 1 hour at a time, 1 moment at a time, and before you know it is all finished. And we'll look back and say, it was so quick, it was so short. But that time that was spent sacrificing ourselves, giving ourselves to God, patiently bearing the burdens, the difficulties of this life, it will all be worth that eternal reward in heaven. And the saints tell us they wish that they could come back, they would suffer 100 times more in this world if it would increase their pleasure, their happiness in heaven just a little bit. Because a little bit of happiness in heaven, a little increase multiplied over eternity, is beyond our comprehension. And from eternity we look back upon the sufferings of this life and say we could endure 100 times more, 1,000 times more. It would be nothing if we're just spared in eternity. Let us hear what our Lord told the apostles into the gospel today and not fear the separation or the darkness or the burdens, the difficulties that this life throws at us. Let us not think that God has forgotten us. He has abandoned us. He has not. On the contrary, He's promising us a better reward. He's promising us if we'll only persevere, there's something greater in store for us. He says, if you will let go of this temporary, this fleeting, this little pleasure, if you will sacrifice that for the love of me, I will give you one that is much better, much greater. I have something in store for you that you cannot even begin to imagine. Let go. Don't cling to these things, but let them go and you will find something better. If you do not graduate from the tricycle, you'll never get a bicycle, will you? You have to let go of the toys of your babyhood if you want to become a young child, an older child, a teenager, an adult. It all looks like so much fun when you're a child looking at the future. If only I had that. And I've often contemplated, look at these children. They can't wait to get old. Our young girls want to dress up themselves and make themselves look older than they really are. They're very impatient. They can't wait that little while for nature to take its course. And then what happens when they get older? Then they want to make themselves look younger. And they look back at how short my youth was. How much it has been wasted. But how many people are content with who they are at this very moment? Are content with the station in life that God has given them right now? And this is what God wants of us. Not to be wishing so much for tomorrow or wishing to return to the past. You can't go back and you don't know that you're going to live to see tomorrow. The only thing you have is now. This little moment right now is the only thing we have control over. Will we spend this little while, this moment which we call right now, will we spend it loving God? Or not loving God? Will we spend it to the best of advantages? Or will we waste it? We were given this life for no other purpose than to know, love, and serve God. Every moment of our life that is not spent knowing, loving, or serving God is wasted. And it will cost us an eternity. Let us hear what our Lord says, especially in the times of trials and difficulties, when our prayers become burdensome. Let us remind ourselves it's only for a little while. Let us make that sacrifice of our desires, of our will, and say, Lord, I'm going to do this for you. This burden, I'm going to go through it, even if I must go through it by mere rote and force myself to do it. I'm going to do it because you have asked me to do it. And I know that it is just my imagination that's making it to be such a big thing. For it truly is a little while, as you have said. And if I will only persevere this little while, I know it will be rewarded with a greater blessing. If I'm only willing to give up this little pleasure, this little time, you will reward me with an eternal pleasure, with something much greater, much better. Let us not be like little children wasting away that little while, or like old people wasting away that little while which they have is right now. But let us spend this little while whether it is in pleasure or pain, loving God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.